Imagine a young Christian woman who is looking forward to her wedding. And you ask her the question, "What is he like?" And she says, "Oh, I'm so glad you ask." And she starts talking, and 10 minutes later, she is still talking with a big smile on her face. She's definitely in love. Now, if you are going to outline her talk, it might go something like this. One, let me tell you how great he is. Two, let me tell you about our history and how we met. Everything about how we met and our first few times together that we were talking to each other. So let me tell you about our history. Three, let me tell you about our relationship. It's just so such a wonderful relationship. Four, let me tell you how much I am looking forward to our wedding. Five, let me tell you how kind he is. Not just to me, but to other people. Six, let me tell you how happy he makes me. And seven, oh, did I tell you how great he is? In Psalm 145, verse 1, we read, "I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." Let me tell you how great he is. I have this great desire and need to talk about God. I have no need to talk about myself. I need to talk about him because he is so great. His greatness is unsearchable. I will praise him now and I will praise him forever. I will bless him every day that I live. And we see this sort of thing in the Lord's Prayer. Prayer starts with God, is filled with God, and ends with God. Verses 4 through 7. "One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness." Let me tell you about our history. From Exodus to the entry into the promised land to the great victories over the Canaanites, we pass down these stories of God's victories from one generation to another, and we meditate on our Savior's splendor and on his wondrous works. Verses 8 and 9. "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." Let me tell you about our relationship. There are times when I really mess up, and yet he is merciful and full of compassion. He is so good and merciful to all of his people. He truly loves us. Verses 10 through 13. "All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations." Let me tell you how much I am looking forward to the wedding. His kingdom is glorious now, and even so much better it will be in the future. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and is built on the best foundation and is always growing. Oh, how I long for heaven to be able to see Jesus at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Verses 14 through 16. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Let me tell you just how kind He is. He is so strong and so supportive. He is also generous as well as kind, not just to me, but to all of His chosen people. He is even generous to those who do not even love Him. Verses 17 through 20. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. Let me tell you just how happy He makes me. He's perfect. He is literally perfect. Everything that He does is perfect. His relationship with His chosen ones is a close relationship that is better than any relationship that a human being can have. He is there when I am in trouble or any time that I need Him. He is truly my Savior and my Lord. Verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His holy name forever and ever. Oh, did I tell you just how great He is? I cannot help myself. I must praise Him. I must tell everyone about who He is and the hope that is within me. This praise is an eternal praise of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's now turn into our Psalter for our Psalm of the Month, Psalm 145b, and let's stand together as we sing.